Jeffrey Kluger, Time Magazine's editor-at-large. Jeffrey, good morning.
Good morning.
First of all, how concerned is the scientific community about the changes in the administration?
The community is concerned, and it should be concerned. Look, global warming is an established fact. It's immutable. It's non-negotiable. It's not subject to politics. Global warming doesn't read tweets. It doesn't care about who won the Electoral College vote. It's an immutable bit of science. And what we're seeing is an administration that is choosing to appoint people who are hostile to that very idea, who at best will dodge it by saying, well, I'm not a scientist, I don't know. Well, then listen to the scientists, 97% of whom say that global warming is real, it's happening, and it's a deadly threat.
Jeffrey, what about the discrepancy between the agency heads and the thousands of civil servants who actually staff these agencies and have done a large part of the climate work for the Obama administration?
Well, this is what we're seeing, and there is some hope here because a lot of these people are lifetime civil servants. They have the power of slowdown. They have the power of, for lack of a better term, passive aggression. Of course, they're required to obey their superiors, but there is work that's done zealously in pursuit of a good cause, and then there's work that's done grudgingly. And there's a quiet power in civil servants here, but we're seeing some danger already. The Trump Transition Committee has already sent a 74-question questionnaire to the Department of Energy.
Which they push back on, though.
They push back on, yes, and that's a good thing. They said these are civil servants doing their job, so no, we're not going to give you the names of people who attended UN conferences on climate change. We're not going to give you the names of people who have studied the social cost of carbon because that's an important study and these people are doing their jobs. But it still will have a chilling effect.